CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 8th of March 2026. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB members secure your place on the Direct Digital Synthesizer Programming Workshop. The latest edition of Radcom Plus has been published. Listen out for groups that are active for British Science Week. There's still more time for RSGB members to book their place on the Direct Digital Synthesizer Programming Workshop. That takes place in Blackpool on Saturday the 11th of April. If you'd like to like a flavour of the workshop, watch our short video recorded at last year's RSGB convention. You can hear from participants who enjoyed exploring new opportunities with Arduino and appreciated having a full 6 hours to see the project through from start to finish. Find the video on our YouTube channel and Facebook profile and book the workshop via rsgb.org/practical-event. The winter 2025-spring 2026 edition of RSGB's digital technical supplement, Radcom Plus, is now available via the RSGB app for mobile and web. RSGB members can enjoy 4 technical articles, including 5 in the Operating on the 30 Terahertz Band series and Understanding Coded Orthogonal Frequency Division Multiplexing. You'll also find articles on taming the N-fed half-wave antenna and on the construction and use of a 4-meter solid-state linear amplifier. Don't forget that you can save articles in the app by bookmarking them. Within the mobile app, you can also download the edition to read whilst you're on the go. Members can also browse all the back issues of Radcom Plus dating back from 2015 within the app. If you're not a member yet, you can read the sample edition of Radcom Plus. Go to rsgb.org/radcom to get started. British Science Week 2026 began last Friday, and a wide variety of amateur radio activity is taking place throughout the 10 days. From kit building to Morse-a-thons, from skeds to radio direction finding, this is a fantastic showcase of amateur radio to wider audiences. There's still time to get involved in this national event that celebrates science, technology, engineering and maths by listening out for operators on the amateur radio bands. A number of groups will be active throughout the week, including the Royal Signals Museum Outreach Team, who will be active on Wednesday the 11th of March as GB100 RSM. The team will be running a day of full activities for 60 pupils from Milldown Academy in Blandford Forum, so listen out for them and exchange greetings. You can find details of other groups that will be on the air by going to rsgb.org/BSW and selecting events happening near you from the right-hand menu. The full and direct-to-full exam handouts, references EX309 and EX320, have been updated with immediate effect, so they're 5 MHz band plans now align with the main RSGB band plan, which was updated in January 2026. New additions can be found at rsgb/exam-forms. The changes highlight that caution must be exercised to avoid out-of-band operation, as well as the fact that the band is for F, for full licensees only. This follows Ofcom monitoring and warnings to errant operators. To encourage activity on the 2-metre band, the 145 Alive team has introduced 145 Alive 50. The trial period for this initiative runs from the 18th of April. Rules are simple: call seat queue on the calling channel and have at least one QSO per day on the 2-metre band. Record your contacts and send your log for 50 or more days in ADIF format to 145aliveuk@gmail.com. Electronic certificates will be issued by the 145 Alive team to successful applicants. 145 Alive needs net controllers for its new event on Saturday the 18th of April. Stations will be on the air from 12 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event predominantly features FM, but some SSB station will be operating. If you or your group would like to run a net, email 145aliveuk@gmail.com. Remember to include your name, call sign, location and Maidenhead locator. Today the 8th, the Vintage and Military Amateur Radio Society is attending the Auto Jumble event at K2 Crawley, Pease Pottage Hill, Crawley, RH119BQ. The Society's display and information stand will be of interest to those who enjoy historic equipment, including vacuum tubes. Everyone is welcome to drop by and will be made very welcome. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcasts. Now for details of rallies and events, day the 8th, the Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale is taking place at the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. The date includes electronic equipment, amateur gear components, military radio items and vehicle spares. More information, visit hackgreen.co.uk. Sunday the 15th of March, Ripon and District Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at Great Ouseburn Village Hall, Lightmere Lane in Great Ouseburn in York, YO26 9RL. The doors open for traders at 7:30 to the public 10 a.m. that is. Admission is £5. Free parking and refreshments will be available. Tables are available at £10 each. Each booking is advised. Early booking is advised. More information, radars.rally@gmail.com. Now for special event news, celebrating the centenary of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, which was formed on the 16th of August 1926. Special call sign ZL100C will be active until August QSL, August QSL via the Bureau Logbook of the World. Special call sign DB100FT is active throughout 2026, celebrating the centenary of the Berlin Radio Tower. The 150-metre-high steel structure is one of the city's most iconic landmarks and has a prominent place in German radio broadcasting. Recently, the station was spotted on the HF bands using FT4 and FT8, QSL via the Bureau, or direct to DO2PZ. DX News, Joseph, as you like, ON6HX, is active again as HB9 stroke call sign from Mataram on Lombok Island, OC150, until Wednesday the 11th of March. The station is operating using CWSSB RITI FT8 and FT4, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or Joseph's Home Call. Gerard, FT Fox 2JD, is active at HR5 stroke F2JD from Copan in Honduras until Thursday the 12th of March. He's operating CWSSB FT8 and FT4 on the HF bands, QSL 2F6AJA, directly or via the Bureau. Contest news, RSGB March 144 and 432 megs contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday the 7th, runs until 1400 UTC today, Sunday the 8th. Using all modes on the 2 meter and 70 cents band, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest started at 0000 UTC yesterday the 7th, runs to 2359 UTC today. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges RST and transmit power. American stations also send their state, Canadian stations send their province. On Tuesday the 10th of March, the RSGB 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1900 to 1955 UTC FM on the 70 SEMS band. The exchanges signal report serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 10th, RSGB 432 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 77s band. The exchanges signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday the 11th of March, the RSGB 432 megs FT activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, exchanges report and four character locator, and surprise, surprise, later the FT8 activity 2 hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band. Same details, exchanges report and four character locator. If you're in one, you can be in the other. On Wednesday, the 11th of March, the RSGB 80 Meter Club Championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Thursday, the 12th of March, RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes on the 6 meter band, exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. The Commonwealth contest starts 1000 UTC on Saturday, the 14th of March. Ends at 1000 UTC on Sunday the 15th of March. CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Sunday the 15th of March, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, what a difference a week makes. In our last report we mentioned that there were zero sunspots and a solar flux index of 130. This week has seen a turnaround with five active sunspot regions and a solar flux index of 144. HF propagation has been reasonable, with openings up to 10 metres on various parts of the world. We have only seen M-class solar flares, although there have been around 40 of them in the past 5 days. We had a brief excursion in the KP index when it went to 5 during 1 3-hour period late on the 3rd of March. However, it soon recovered and it's been at 2 or low for the past days at the time of writing. The effect of small Earth-facing coronal hole started coming in past the Earth on Friday the 6th of March and is expected to be the source of a solar wind stream, according to NOAA and the Space Weather Prediction Centre, active to minor G1 geomagnetic storming will be possible today, the 8th of March. We've now seen the start of the 3Y0K Bouvet Island expedition, which is due to run until around the 17th of March. It's already been worked in the UK on bands from 40 to 12 metres. Bouvet is virtually due south from the UK, and the higher band should be open from around 0700 to around 1900 UTC. The 40 and 30 metre band should be open from around 2000 to 0400 UTC, so there are plenty of opportunities to work the station. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre in the US forecasts that the solar flux index may be around 156 today, the 8th of March, but will then decline into 120s or even 110s later in the week. We may have a slightly unsettled geomagnetic condition around the 10th to the 12th of March, and again between the 14th and 15th of March, with an estimated KP index of 4. In summary, HF conditions are not bad. Keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. Now for VHF and up. The recent change of weather to introduce high pressure into the scene provided some welcome in trans-tropo conditions in the last week. The March RSGB 144 and 432 megs championships should still be able to benefit, except perhaps for the northwestern fringe of the UK, where the next Atlantic front will be making an intervention. It looks a little more problematic in the 432 megs UK activity contest on Tuesday the 10th of March. The same is true for the RSGB 50 megs UK activity contest on Thursday the 12th of March, as the low pressure pattern returns and offers a chance of rain scatter for the microwave bands. Meteor scatter prospects are still driven by random activity, so as usual a preference for the early hours in the morning are called for on this mode. It's been mentioned before the spring and autumn are periods when auroras are most likely. This is known as the Russell-McFerrin effect, when the Earth's magnetic field is better coupled to the solar wind. So keep monitoring the KP index for signs of it going above 5. Then check the band for fluttery signals. Even on the low frequency bands, CW can be used as an early heads up for potential activity on the VHF bands. Lastly, thoughts about sporadiki should be kept in check for a while, since we are still very far away from the usual start of the season. For EME, moon declination is negative and falling to a minimum next Thursday, meaning shortening moon windows and lower peak elevation. Until then, path losses are falling until apogee on Tuesday, the 10th of March. 144 meg sky noise is moderate, rising to a high of more than 3,000 Kelvin on Thursday and falling back by next weekend. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me, likewise. Until next week.